It's getting tastier and tastier inside the KSRO studios. 2018 Sonoma County Restaurant Week begins in earnest tomorrow. It's actually a little more than a week this year. Two weekends it will include, and so many great Sonoma County restaurants a part of this. So we thought we would invite the proprietors of one great Sonoma County restaurant, a comparative newcomer, then that is Salt and Stone in Kenwood. David and Diane LaMonica are here in the studio. Greetings. Welcome.
Good morning.
Nice to see you here. Of course, you're my neighbors. I live right down the road from you in Kenwood. And it was very exciting for us and for a lot of people in the Sonoma Valley and in Santa Rosa to find that that site, you know, that was held by Kenwood Restaurant for so many, many years, was going to be filled and going to be filled with somebody who knew their way around the North Bay, like the two of you.
Yes, it's definitely a wonderful welcoming from everybody, and we're enjoying our start. It's
and how long have the doors been open at Salt and Stone?
December 1st.
December 1st. So it's comparatively new.
Very new.
And you came in and opened your doors at a very challenging time for restaurants in Sonoma County when all of us were still in a state of shock, of course, from the fires. But here you are, and I'm assuming that you're planning a long and prosperous future in Kenwood.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And we really have found that this is the most welcoming community. It's been just amazing.
It is a great spot. So tell us how you plan to participate in Restaurant Week. Beginning tomorrow.
Well, we're offering the $15 lunches as well as the $39 dinner. And lunch is going to include either a choice of starting with soup of the day or ending with dessert of the day. And then there's four choices for your entrees. We have our quiche, our Shanghai chicken salad, as well as our lamb burger.
Oh.
And one more thing that I'm blanking on is our biggest seller, Dungeness crab melt with choice of field or fries.
Yeah, 'tis the season for that, no doubt.
Definitely our biggest mover. So.
Yeah, and this, as we've been saying with regard to Restaurant Week, it's a great opportunity for people who have not taken advantage of some of the restaurants or said, you know, geez, one of these days I have to make it out too, .. And what a great opportunity. I mean, you know, from a culinary standpoint and also from a financial standpoint, to really get a good look at the places you know you're going to want to go back to. After Restaurant Week is over.
Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. Since the advertising has begun, we've definitely received a lot of calls.
Very good. So I would assume reservations are required at Salt and Stone?
Definitely. Highly recommended.
Yeah.
Required if you want to get in, pretty much.
We want to get in. If we're making those plans, we want to get in.
Yeah.
Tell us about the name, Salt and Stone.
Oh, goodness. Well, that's kind of a funny story. We were... when we were thinking about opening a restaurant, we were in the car, and I said to David, what sounds really good for people? What's going to make them come? What do they love? And I said, salt and fat. Potato chips, you know, French fries.
I like it.
And David said,
David
said, we can't name it Salt and Fat, Diane. So, so we just kind of went from there, and we were thinking about words that sounded good together, and we said Salt and Stone.
Yeah.
And then thought that we were going to have a great abundance of seafood and things from the land, so it kind of worked like surf and turf.
Yeah.
Salt and Stone.
So
there it was, but it was originally Salt and Fat, and I still think it's a good idea.
I have to say, Diane, I would have voted with you on this, but,
Thank you.
And maybe not the best for marketing Salt and Stone, but it is a unique name for sure, and a unique community to have it in. And you have brought this very beautiful looking plate here to the KSRO studios. Tell me what's on it.
That's just a sample of one of our lunch offerings for the restaurant week, which is the quiche of the day. This one here is a classic Lorraine, pretty much, with bacon, spinach, Gruyere cheese, and roasted shallots.
Sounds like fat to me.
Yes, it does. It's got a little bit of salt in it, too.
A little salt and a little fat. I think that does sound like the perfect menu opportunity. And, of course, Diane and David come from a place I no doubt you have heard about and probably visited up in Mendocino. And tell us about that restaurant.
Café Beaujolais.
Yeah.
We owned for...
A landmark.
Yes, definitely a landmark, a legend, and will always be. We had it for 11 years, 06 to 17, and it was a wonderful run. Great restaurant. Definitely does the volume.
It made its mark. There's no question about that.
It has.
It lives in the heart of so many people.
Yeah.
And I worked for Margaret Fox as a young waitress.
Oh, so that's how you started out.
I have a lot of history at that restaurant. And
you know, I keep hearing, and maybe I've seen it on TV too at various shows, that the idea of a husband and wife doing business together is one thing. But the idea of a husband and wife having a restaurant together is really putting the vows to the test, correct?
Absolutely. But we're here in the studio together.
It seems like you arrived together, so that's a good sign.
We did. It's challenging, and we're trying to take off one day a week to, you know, keep our
marriage. Separately, or? Yeah. That would make sense. Well, it's a great opportunity, as I said, and, you know, as Kenwoodians and local folks, we were searching for a great restaurant to have in our community. And to just be able to hang out in. That was, you know, one of the things that we had been lacking for some time. So as a community, we're very happy to have Salt and Stone, although I may have to call it Salt Fat from now on.
Yeah.
Not on the air, but off the air. And so that's a great thing. And I think that you're going to find that for the next week and a half or so, you're going to see a lot of new faces.
Definitely.
Coming in to take advantage of Restaurant Week in Sonoma County. I think all the restaurants here are going to find that same thing to be true.
I think so, too. And we're looking forward to meeting just more new people.
Yeah. And anybody, you know, I mean, if you want to take your friends or just enjoy yourself a beautiful part of Sonoma County, I would suggest Kenwood in the Sonoma Valley.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it really is.
Definitely.
And great people, too. So, very good. I'm going to come over there just to see how these two are getting along, you know, every now and again. But the menu is amazing. I keep hearing about the beet salad. People always talk about the beet salad at Salt and Stone.
Everybody loves the beet salad because you actually get beets. It's not just a field salad or green salad with a few beets. It's a beet salad with a little bit of greens.
Yes, and it's also, we should mention, if you haven't been to that location, it's a beautiful scene. It really is. It's a beautiful area in the middle of the vineyards, and you've got that little water feature and things like that. I know you had to do some work after the fires to get everything up to speed and ready to open the doors, but it's a beautiful place.
It is. An incredible 2 acres that we plan on doing lots with. It's like you're saying, it's stunning. That's one of the biggest reasons we acquired the property was the view.
Great place to hang.
It's incredible.
That's for sure.
Yes.
Well, I wish you good luck. Don't think you're going to need it. I think you're going to expect a lot of heavy reservations over the course of the next 2 weeks and probably long after that, because Sonoma County will be just beginning to get into our busy season, which, of course, more important to us than ever this year.
Yes.
And in supporting Restaurant Week, you also support Sonoma County's economy, which is a delicious way to make sure that we are all back on our feet, both of them, economically speaking. And this is a great opportunity to have a wonderful meal, maybe check out a brand new place, and support the local economy, too. Good timing for it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Pat.
So if there was one thing you wanted people to know about Salt and Stone, what would it be?
It's a great casual place to come and gather and get together. It feels like the halls of high school in there a lot of times with all the locals just, you know, coming and going. And
yeah, we get that way sometimes.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's just a wonderful, casual, great food, great company. Come on in.
Very accessible.
Very.
That's what we all love, going to eat in a very accessible place, that's for sure. So Salt and Stone, I'll try to call it by its proper name till I get off the air. Thanks so much for being here. Can I return the plate, you know, later today or tomorrow to
Absolutely.
The restaurant?
Whatever
I'll personally deliver it.
Absolutely, we would love that.
Fantastic. Salt and Stone's David and Diane LaMonica in the studio, and congratulations in advance on Salt and Stone during Restaurant Week. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right, very good. Very good. Yeah, a lot of restaurants are going to take center stage. And again, just an opportunity for you to visit some of the places you've been thinking about going and maybe haven't taken the opportunity to do so yet. We'll talk more about Restaurant Week tomorrow and next week, too, right here on KSRO.